KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. New drought restrictions will prompt many Californians to give up on green grass this summer, but that can be a wrenching call for the people who care for cemeteries. Well, no one wants to waste water in this drought. Some caretakers worry that for visiting family members, parched grass might feel like insult on top of loss. KQED science reporter Daniel Potter has more.
Of California's roughly 2,000 graveyards, among its most steadfastly kempt are nine under the care of Brad Phillips. He's the regional director for cemeteries at the Veterans Administration and says he loses sleep over how the grass will do with less water. He hears about it from veterans and their families, too.
They get very unhappy when the turf starts to go brown.
Is that something you get letters, people you work with maybe get phone calls about?
Absolutely.
I met Phillips at Golden Gate National Cemetery, south of San Francisco, where he takes pride, down to realigning headstones with military precision. Now in this fourth year of drought, Phillips cemeteries have already cut back water use, some by more than a third. A couple in Southern California use reclaimed water. A relatively new one in Bakersfield doesn't even mess with grass. It was designed to match the dry, native landscape. One in San Diego is even trying out artificial turf, although not at the actual gravesites.
At some months, in the peak months, in the summertime, some of the cemeteries can run up to about $100,000 in irrigation costs.
Per month?
Per month. In the summer, in the heat.
Phillips agronomist Michael Gausa says they're scouring the system for more water savings. They'll dial back sprinkling and could turn to drought-tolerant flowers. But he also wonders if graveyards, particularly for veterans, shouldn't play by different rules than, say, a suburban lawn.
I would drive down a neighborhood first and question why people are keeping green lawns with no purpose in front of their homes. We have a real purpose and a mission here at the cemeteries to create a place that's worthy of the people that rest here.
In other words, part of that worthiness is embodied in the lawn itself. It's even in the names of iconic cemeteries like Forest Lawn in Los Angeles or Cypress Lawn in the town of Colma.
I don't think we'll go brown this summer.
Ken Varner runs the place. The day I visited, a guy with a hose was watering flowers, spilling out Cypress Lawn on the grassy hillside.
Remember that we have our own water source here. It's called the Western Basin Aquifer.
Colma was founded a century ago as a necropolis, a place for San Francisco to bury its dead. It has 1,000 dead residents for every living one, all types of graveyards, even a pet cemetery. Many graveyards like this one have their own wells and could be limited to watering a couple days a week, according to state rules set to be finalized next week. Varner says he'll do his part to cut back, but big picture, he figures cemeteries are small potatoes compared to farmers.
Those are the guys I feel for. I mean, we're going to be able to manage this. The cemeteries are in Colma, the cemeteries in the state. We'll manage this. We'll be able to make it out of this drought. Because one thing I'm sure is it's going to rain here in San Francisco. It always does.
With its new drought rules, the State Water Board doesn't seem to be counting on that. By requiring cemeteries to use less, it's almost as if to say we need the water for the living. What would you say back to that?
Cemeteries are for the living.
That's Darren Drabing. He heads the state Cemeteries and Mortuaries Association and also runs the big Forest Lawn chain in Southern California, which draws on both recycled water and private wells.
Many cemeteries are park-like settings in the middle of urban areas. In many areas, cemeteries are the green spaces that the public has.
One example is Mountain View Cemetery in Oakland, a hilly, ancient-seeming place with several fountains. Picnickers Brian Anderson and Milan Vandenberg were out with their dog, Wasabi.
Yeah, we actually do let him drink the recycled water that, you know, from the spigots.
They told me they let their lawn go brown a year ago and feel a little less guilty walking around the cemetery since it's on reclaimed water.
If they weren't recycling, though, I would say they have to do it. Mm-hmm. They just have to do it. Mm-hmm, I don't think anybody really has a choice anymore.
If the drought drags on much longer, a couple folks told me, it's not the grass they'll be worried about. It's the trees. I'm Daniel Potter, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.